Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Welcome back. Midday Show live in Clearwater, Florida. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gillo, you guys with us. Spring training coverage brought to you by Surfside Iced Tea and Vodka, proud partner of the Philadelphia Phillies. 215-592-9494. Get on the record here. Who should be the Phillies' leadoff hitter this season? All right, we're going to hear from both these guys in a minute here and what they said recently. But, Hugh, there is a I guess there's a door number three that I hadn't thought about.
Door number three?
Yeah, well, I mean, door one would be Turner.
Turner.
Door two would be Schwarber. But door three was brought up when we were getting ready for the show today. Mike Angelita, John Brazier both brought up the idea of a door number three. Hugh, I'm curious what you think of this. What if they're both the leadoff hitter? And what I mean by that is if Topper rolls out different lineups against a lefty or a right-handed starting pitcher. Like, let's use an example. Turner, as a right-handed hitter, would have the advantage over a lefty. Schwarber, a left-handed hitter, would have the advantage over the righty. Hugh, what do you think about the idea of Topper not actually committing to either of these? And let's say two out of every 3 days, it's Schwarber, and then one out of every 3 days, it's Trey Turner.
That might be the case. I think it's going to all depend on what the situation calls for. I think that one of the things that this team is going to go into this year and try not to be is, what's the word I'm looking for? Vanilla. I think last year when you talk about some of the things that they did, and even we talked about that, how they didn't shake up the order, how the day-to-day lineups looked the same, how the fact that Castellanos was a guy that didn't take a day off. I think that there's going to be more of a conscious effort to make some of those smaller, subtle moves in order to help keep the team fresh and kind of keep some fresh ideas out there. Because I'm a firm believer, you can't go into this playoff series, and I'm already projecting that they're a playoff team. There's no question in nobody's mind that they're going to the playoffs.
As long as their starting pitching stays healthy, it'd be shocking.
It'd be shocking. But I think that some of the subtle things, some of the subtle changes will be a emphasis on those to try to keep the guys fresh and try to keep them – from getting stagnant in the same routine. Just shake it up a little bit.
So, in theory, just the idea of potentially having a lineup for a left-handed pitcher and a lineup for a right-handed pitcher, in theory, it makes sense to me. My only thing is, Kyle, these guys are vets. They always talk about being comfortable. Yeah. You said earlier it would affect not just Turner and Schwarber. It would affect the guys around them because where Bryce hits is affected by where the other guys hit. That's my issue if he's going to do daily lineups based on lefty-righty. You have to get everyone kind of to change on a daily basis. Right. That feels like a lot of asking of a lot of different players.
Yeah, I don't like the idea. It feels like, you know, I guess in a way, almost feels like a desperation move or like a move that like it makes him seem indecisive. Like, just pick a lineup and go with it. I mean, I understand the idea or the strategy, but then couldn't a manager theoretically throw an opener in?
You could,
and that sort of, and that makes everything funky too. So it's just a weird idea. I'm not in love with it at all.
Well, and then the other thing is, what if one guy is hot, and then, you know, let's say they face three straight righties. Schwarber's hits leadoff all 3 days, hits three leadoff home runs. Next day they face a lefty. Now all of a sudden Schwarber's not the leadoff hitter. It feels, again, in theory I get it. It feels like something that
it's
is
like
almost a hedge. It's a hedge. And maybe it's one we're going to see early in the season, because it has been bizarre that so far we are about a week out till opening day and it doesn't feel like they've honed in on it. Because I would think if he knew by now, or he had a plan to go one way by now, that's what they'd keep rolling out there, so they're used to it. But that last 2 days here at spring training, it's been different. 215-592-9494. Twitter question, sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing others see when they meet. You learn about and schedule your evaluation. PIDentalCenter.com. Get on the record. Who should be the Phillies' leadoff hitter? The results in this poll early are wild.
It's a joke.
Turner, 80%. Schwarber, 20. Does everyone forget the last 2 years? Have we forgotten?
Been listening to me.
No, the problem.
I made a compelling argument.
This is the baseball guy you're listening to. He bounced a pitch at 55 feet yesterday. All right, before we go back to the phone lines here.
Don't be bringing up my credentials.
How could I not?
Bad resume.
They finally raked the divot in front of us. All right, before we go back to the phones, let's hear from both of these guys. First, Kyle Schwarber asked early in spring training his preference, leadoff, not. Here is Kyle Schwarber talking about where he hits in the lineup.
It's just going to come down to us to, you know, really go down and figure out a way to try to get to where we want to be. Whatever, you know, my name gets writ, that's where I'm going to hit. You know, I'm player number 12. I'm not a manager. I'm not a coach. I get paid to play baseball for these guys. So like wherever my name gets writ, I'm going to play and I want to win. You know, I just want to win a World Series, and wherever we think our best lineup is to go do that and continually win baseball games, that's what we have to do.
So Schwarber there said he doesn't care. I mean, he said that for years, but he obviously has found a home in the leadoff spot. But that was Schwarber's take on it early in spring training. Let's hear Trey Turner. He did sound excited at the prospect of being a leadoff hitter again, which he was early in his career. Here's Trey.
So the big story seemingly out of camp so far is you possibly going back to the leadoff spot and being this team's leadoff hitter. You know, is that something that excites you, and do you think it can take your game even to another level getting back to that spot?
Yeah, I haven't done it in a long time. Last time I done it was 2019. Had a good year for me. I think I said this before, and we all say it, and we'll hit wherever Rob wants us to, wherever the coaching staff wants us to. We'll hit wherever because we want to win. We don't care. If that is leadoff, it's 2-3. I hit 8, you know, a couple years ago. Hopefully that doesn't happen again. But yeah, we'll hit wherever, and that does excite me in the sense of maybe I can run a little more, score some more runs. The last couple of years, I'm trying to, drive the ball a little bit more, and not that I won't do that if I do lead off, but you know, that getting on first with no one in front of me type deal to lead off a game, I think, can put a lot of pressure on the other team. And maybe we can have some big innings early on. Maybe not bigger, but big innings early on and kind of get downhill early on. So I'm excited if it happens. I'll be excited if I hit wherever, though. I'm just excited to be back, and I love the game, love playing. And I think we've got a good squad.
So he mentioned there 2019 was the last time he hit leadoff. That was the year the Nationals won the World Series. Kyle, I went to look because Chris in Middletown, one of our first callers today, said if he's leadoff, he'll walk more. He didn't. I mean, he was better then. He was younger. He played well.
Right.
But he walked 43 times that year. And his first year with the Phillies, he walked 45. Like, Trey is who he is.
Yeah.
Now, maybe he'll hit better. Just maybe he's going to have a good year hitting. But I find it hard to believe he's going to get up there and walk a lot. Like, he's not going to change who he is.
Right. I think what this is, and the Twitter poll voting and Chris in Middletown and other people today who are going to say Trey Turner. That's a word you could use. I think people are just more in love with the idea of Trey Turner rather than the reality
because
of Trey Turner.
Because he looks like a leadoff hitter, and Schwarber does not.
Right.
And that's okay. Sometimes you got to just roll with it. It works this way. By the way, last few games, Turner did lead off against a left-handed pitcher Sunday. That was Tarik Skubal. Schwarber has led off against righties, Carrasco and Bassett. I am starting to wondering if it's not A or B, Hugh, if it's A, B, or C, if they're going to roll with both of them.
I think you have to be versatile. I think that's better for the team. And it also, I think that you don't want to get too comfortable. You know, in a situation like this, you want to be able to shake it up a little bit, try to keep guys on their toes.
You think if he rolls out both lineups in April, it gives him an extra month to make a real decision?
Like, yeah.
Lets it play out for a month. If one guy is hitting well and one guy's not, maybe it becomes
easier. Yeah, it gives you a little bit more versatility. I think so. I think you have to be different because you didn't change a whole lot. And I'm a little superstitious when it comes to stuff like that. When you don't change a whole lot and go into a situation going into a situation doing the same thing, expecting different results, I don't think that's a good spot to be in.
215-592-9494. Here's what we got coming up. Bryson Stott's going to join the show at 11. At 12 o'clock, we will air Brandon Graham's press conference. He has an announcement to make. The Eagles put out a statement that he has a press conference coming up at noon today. We will carry that live later in the show as well. Orion Kirkring, we're live in Clearwater for Philly spring training. All right, get on the record here. Who should it lead off for the Phillies? Joe in Harrisburg is up. Hey, Joe.
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Want to grow your business fast? With TikTok ads, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey, Hugh, Joe, what's going on, guys?
Hey, what's up, Joe?
So, I love the idea of Trey Turner leading off, and here's why. Last year, seemed like he really lacked confidence, and maybe had a lot of pressure on him because he wasn't just not batting good. He wasn't really playing the field good either. And a memorable moment was when he was struggling. I forget what game it was, but the fans really got into it for him and cheered him on, and he went deep. So if he can get – now, he got it at 295 last year. This will be his 11th season. He's averaging 296. So that is lifetime average. That and is just – it hasn't looked pretty. But
– Well, I mean, to me – and I'll let you finish. But the 295, you're right, that's what he hit last year. The part that's crazy with him is that first half when he made the All-Star game – I think he was hitting like 350 around there at the All-Star break. And then, he must have hit 240, 250 the rest of the way. He gets so hot and so cold, and then it evens out to 295, yeah.
Yes, it's almost like Alec Baum, too. Like, what happened to him after the All-Star break?
Right. Yeah, he was bad, too.
Yeah, so I think we do got to pay attention to Stott, like you guys have been saying, too. He played injured. But I would love to see him up in the number one. If Turner can't live up to what we expect from him, you have no choice but to drop him in the lineup. I mean, you can't keep him up there. You can't put him at the third or fourth spot. So if Stott can play like we think he can, and move him up, if Trey can't live up to it, maybe make him a leadoff hitter, or even move him up to number two. And I would love Harper at three, and then. If you have those guys on base and you have Schwarber coming up to the plate with three guys on, I would love to see that happen.
Yeah, Stott feels then, like an X factor kind of guy because I do think he's a better player than he showed last year. I think the injury with Stott, and we're going to talk to him at 11. The injury to Stott to me really changed his season, and we didn't even realize it last year. We didn't know about it.
I agree, and then knowing you still have JT and Cassie and those guys and Alec Baum back there. Well, I mean, you can't really ask for a better lineup than that. As long as the pitching's healthy, I'm comfortable with saying they have the best pitching in baseball.
So it's them and the Dodgers for me, Joe. Like, the Dodgers probably are deeper, but if it's just 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, yeah, I mean, the Phillies are like, Lizardo as a number five pitcher is, I mean, that guy was a Cy Young-ish kind of guy 2 years ago. He's really good.
Absolutely, absolutely. And like Hugh even said, too, I don't like how they kept everything. I thought some guys were going to be gone. I thought maybe they would have made some changes. I like what Bryce said, too. He would have been comfortable going back to the outfield if they could have brought in a true first baseman. And I would have liked to see them go after Pete Alonso there.
Well, that was the name, yeah. I mean, that, and he lingered, Joe, and good phone call. He lingered on the free agency market for a long time. Hugh, I do wonder if that Bryce, I'll go back to the outfield thing, is going to come back up. I feel like if Kepler doesn't hit or he struggles or gets hurt, like if they have an outfield hole this summer, I feel like that's going to come up again. Because if the Phillies can get a big bat and that guy is a first baseman and Bryce Harper's already said on the record he'll go back to the outfield if it helps the team, that's a big lever they could pull.
Yeah, I think that's ammunition. And you, I think you have to be more pliable in a situation like this, because the way that you've been doing it, Joe, it's not working for whatever reason. And, you know, it's funny, as we got a chance to talk to guys yesterday and just seeing guys around, it's one of those things where it's probably not talked about as much, but guys are thinking about the postseason. You know, I mean, it's a given, you know, barring injuries and barring the pitching staff not doing what we think they're going to do, they're going to be a playoff contender, no question about it. And I think as a player, your biggest thought now is, okay, how can I change my approach for the postseason, or how can I be better in the postseason where my bats don't go cold?
Yeah, and I think versatility is better. I mean, I'm glad they've moved guys around different positions this spring. But the one thing that we've all wondered, and again, 2 weeks ago I thought we were heading towards this thing as Trey Turner was going to be the leadoff hitter. Kyle, I thought we were going to lose this battle. But now I'm sensing some life seeing Schwarber in that leadoff spot.
We got some fight left in us, Joe.
It is not over yet, even though Hugh has become this Mr. Trey Turner leadoff guy.
Yeah,
it's unbelievable.
The Benedict Douglas, man.
He
all
is.
All of a sudden, can't stay loyal to
nothing. I mean, we were aligned as a show, and then Hugh just, he turncoated.
It's just ridiculous.
Mr. Speed. And I thought Schwarber, a fellow Ohio guy,
I like Schwarber.
But I thought he would align with you, because you're not a speed guy. You're more of a power guy.
I'm starting to question.
But you know what it is, though? I want to go. I want to have a World Series parade. I want to feel that. I don't want to be in a situation where, you know, like the last one I was in, the bus speeded through the city, and then it got on the highway and went to a whole nother county that, you know, nobody was really trying to go to. I don't want to.
Hugh has an agenda.
Yeah, well, you know, I just want to ride down the street. I want to be able to go down Broad Street.
This is how we got to New Orleans.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I just want to be able to ride down the street and stay in one place instead of having to, you know, watch the parade in the city for like 10 minutes and then jump in your car and drive like 20 minutes.
This is purely selfish reasons.
To go to the celebration.
Everything is that.
Yeah.
It's a me guy.
A little bit.
Me guy Douglas. All right,
I'm doing
Eddie
it for the people, though.
In Folcroft. No, you're not. You're doing it for yourself. What's up, Eddie?
Hey, guys. How are you?
Hey, Eddie.
Hey, so I got one quick point, and then I'll hang up and let you guys talk. But I think the biggest wrinkle people want to talk about is you don't have Johan Rojas at the 9-hole. You're not going Rojas to Schwarber. Instead, put Stott in the 9-hole, turn the lineup over, and there's your speed right in front of Schwarber. You don't need to switch up the whole lineup that was working. The biggest thing that Schwarber was doing for us is he was starting off a lot of games 1-0. He was hitting a home run right away. So if you can have Schwarber start off a game 1-0 or even be the leadoff hitter, and then the second time the batting order comes around, you have Stott right in front of Schwarber, and there's all the speed you need. So I think putting Stott going into the one seed, I think people are out of their minds talking about that this early. And I think as long as it can work out and he is actually healthy, I think it's the most important and biggest part of the whole thing.
Well, you know, if Stott's good, and Eddie, it's an interesting idea. If Stott's good, it does lengthen their lineup, Hugh, because Stott is a guy. Like, we always talk about the top of the order. That's what we're discussing today. But, like, the bottom of the order for the Phillies, they have good players down there. Like, Stott is a good player who didn't play well last year. Marsh, at times, has shown he could be a good player. I mean, we'll see what happens with Kepler and how he plays this year. And Castellanos and Real Muto, we talked to yesterday. But, like, one of those guys is going to hit 7, 8, 9. Like, some combination of those guys.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why if they get on base – Then they'll be on base for Turner and Schwarber, because people always say like the leadoff hitter only hits the leadoff once, right? Then the lineup turns over.
Yeah, it turns over.
Yeah, but at some point there's going to be some guys on base for those guys.
Yeah, I just think in this situation where you got to get more from the guys that are, you know, they're in a position to make the most money. You know, you got to get some more from your core guys, and I think that's what they want. They want they want some more pop at the leadoff position, and they want more fluidity, I should say, throughout that 1-5 spot. Because when we think about this team, and we did it a lot the other last year, especially during the Arizona Diamondback series, we gave Rojas a lot of heat for what he wasn't doing in the lineup. Down there batting at ninth.
Yep.
It has to be more of the meat of that order has to come up and pay huge dividends. We can talk about moving Stott, Bohm, and all these other guys all over the place. But if those core guys aren't hitting at the top of the lineup, it means nothing.
Well, that's where all the money is.
Yeah.
I mean, it's almost like when we have the conversation about the Eagles. Like, we're not arguing about the backup running back or the left guard or the right guard. It's about Jalen and AJ and Devon. Like, that's where their money is. That's where they have to score points. And obviously, you know, Saquon on the offensive side of the football. Let's talk to Ian in West Philly. What's up, Ian?
Man, fabulous point by that last caller. I want to start my call. Hey, Hugh. Hey, Joe.
Hey, Ian.
All right, I'm doing great, brother. I want to start my call off by saying I have always been a pro Schwarber leadoff guy, mainly because not because of the home run, because of, and I'm not a big analytics guy, but the numbers, like, you know, they work out at him at it's just everybody else not doing their job. But let me get into my point. So for all the people saying they like the leadoff home run that Schwarber, you know, produces. And I'll say I do, too. And I'm not going to go as far as saying that the leadoff home run is a gimmick, because it changes momentum. It gets you ahead early. It does a lot of different things. But I would make the argument for people who are saying they like the leadoff home run, the four-slot home run does just as much of a dramatic kind of emotional swing as the leadoff home run. It can pay dividends, put more runs on the board. It can do a lot. And even though I'd still be fine with Schwarber leading off with the home run and being the leadoff guy, I would say put Trey there. We need to put him in a position where he has more responsibility, more accountability. Yeah, I want to get more bang for my buck. Like, I like that idea too. But I think he's been here long enough. He should be settled in. And he needs to be put in a position where he can't coast anymore, man. He can't call shotgun every time we want to go for a ride anymore, okay? He needs to have his hands on the wheel as well, and we need to make it happen. All love to BG. I hope we got another year coming back. Hugh, thank you for your time with the Eagles. Love the show, fellas.
Thank you for listening, man.
We appreciate it. Yes, we will carry the Brandon Graham press conference. He has an announcement to make noon today. We'll carry it live on the show. So the idea that Ian was saying there of kind of putting more responsibility on Trey, and maybe that will push him to be better. I mean, Hugh, I don't think Trey's up and down time with the Phillies is for a lack of trying. Like, mm-hmm. we talked to him 2 years ago. We watched him every day.
He works hard.
Yeah, I think
he works hard.
I think he's a pro. I think he works at. Like, I never, even when I've been frustrated with his play, I've never thought like he's half-assed. And I don't think that about him at all. I think he tries. It's
you just need more,
and you need him to refine the flaws he has. Like,
yeah,
it's not about trying. So, but there's a sense that if they put him lead off, he'll be better. Maybe. I don't know that. I mean, what if he's the same guy he was last year?
Well, I mean, from my perspective, I've never played baseball. But my thought when I think about being the leadoff hitter, like, the first thing that comes to mind is got to get on base.
Yep. That's your job.
Got to get on base. Like that just feels like that's my number one priority. Work the count. Get on base. Put pressure on the pitcher. My speed, to me, that puts pressure on the pitcher. If I'm on base and he knows that I got wheels, and now, you know, you talk about Bryce Harper coming up next and then Schwarber and the rest of the guys, that puts pressure to me on the pitcher to go out there and try to be as flawless as he can, because you got some guys coming up in that order, especially if Schwarber comes up. If you let Bryce get on base, Schwarber has a chance to knock it out of the park, and my job is to make sure every time as the leadoff hitter,
yep,
that I'm leaning off base, making sure that pitcher knows that I have the ability to take off at the drop of a hat. That's what it means to me when I hear leadoff
hitter. Yeah, and look, Kyle, I think people, you said earlier, the idea of Trey, people can fall in love. I don't think they also fall in the idea of he's going to steal 50 bases.
Right.
And maybe he can. I'm not saying, because he still seems to have his speed. But he hasn't run as much the last couple of years.
No.
And a lot of times when players get into their 30s, they just don't run as much. So I don't know. I mean, if it's leadoff, is he going to run 30 times, 50? I think there's an assumption he's going to be different if he's the leadoff.
Yeah, and he's been having, like, hamstring issues.
Yep.
So I don't know. Maybe that's going to be something where the Phillies are, like, kind of pull back on the running thing a little bit, and you know that would definitely affect it as well.
Yeah, and I just don't know why you mess with something good. Like that, the whole thing to me has really felt more like a, hey, we got to do something. Let's do this.
Yeah.
And that to me is not the right way to do it. But we'll see. I mean, the fact that we haven't had anything concrete in the last couple days, it's been back and forth. There is something to, they don't know yet, or they haven't decided yet, or they haven't told us yet. 215-592-9494. All right, coming up on the show, we'll get to all your phone calls. Stott or excuse me, Turner or Schwarber, who should be the Phillies' leadoff hitter? Bryson Stott will join us next. He's not, I don't think he's really in this mix. Maybe one day eventually becomes a leadoff kind of guy. But we'll talk to Bryson Stott next here on the show. His thoughts on this season, their goals, and what happened last year. Because, you know, when he first came in a spring this year, he talked about the injury he had. How did it happen? How did it affect him? We'll get to all that. Bryson Stott's going to join the show coming up on the other side. And later in the show, we will have Orion Kirkering as well, Phillies relief pitcher, a guy that could get some big high leverage spots this year, maybe even close at some point. So we'll have Kirkering later, Stott still to come. We will react to the moves the Eagles made yesterday. They actually signed someone. They signed a player I liked. Yesterday was, I think, their best move of the offseason so far. And coming up at noon today, the Brandon Graham press conference. He has an announcement to make. We will air that live at noon. Coming up on the other side, Bryson Stott, 215-592-9494. It is the Midday Show right here on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.